Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Because of the snowstorm and Nebraska basketball, we've not got to any of the audio from yesterday from Terry Braddon, Addison Williams, and Mike Eckler.
Not that much snow.
We'll probably get more of this tomorrow,
Jake,
as well.
Jake didn't come in. He's in
I tried.
I know, he's in a bad... So it's snowmageddon when Jake...
Snowmageddon.
He was into it. He's in a drift up to his waist.
But again, and I feel so stupid because the rest of the drive was not bad. It was really just the neighborhood.
Fine,
it was horrible.
Jake.
And if I had just gone right,
there was
right,
one drift.
I'm
Jake
here.
Drove right into it. There was one drift. Jake just whipped right into it. And his dad told him, don't go that way. Go that way. Go right to 84th. Got you, Dad. No problem. Enjoy the warm salt water.
I noticed also.
Talk to you later.
That the guys helping me out were probably not thrilled because they said, go straight. I'm trying to go straight. Like, there was frustration. And I ended up going to a snowbank by the guy's yard. So.
Was there sidecars parked?
There was a car that
because you could have pinged into someone that had an accident on top of that.
Yes, absolutely
you're
could have.
You're fortunate in that regard.
Yes, thank you. I'm happy to be here. Happy to have my car parked in neighbor Dave's driveway, and made it here.
7:48 on Wednesday.
Yes,
the traffic's moving on O Street. It doesn't look like
nothing ever happened here.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a blizzard day.
There's a lot of chunks out there.
Bill diagnosed the main issue as being frozen chunks. It's true. It's a good point.
It caused some issues.
Yeah. Some frozen chunks.
It was very wet snow, and then all of a sudden, Mr. Science here, weather temperature dropped.
Sip, you were at the press conference yesterday with Mike Eckler,
right.
Addison Williams, and Terry Brad. We have a lot of audio. I just want to know.
Don't worry about it.
What was
the overall
your kind
impressions,
of take?
I wanted to ask Bill about this. I thought about it yesterday, particularly with Eckler, Mike, and Terry Brad, and they were very high energy. I was always struck by Bill. Bill's kind of I never thought about it too much. The part of football. See, me and Jake didn't play football, so we didn't live this part. And playing basketball, you didn't get this. And I'm talking about the ability to command a room. That was one. That's one of your strengths. I don't mind saying that. I've heard that from players. I wrote articles about it. Eckler is like that. I mean, he's high energy. He's kind of entertaining like you. Can you just talk a little bit about the importance of that? Now, I get it. Football can be really mundane, like the daily grind of it.
And it's a combination of only
talk
this.
To me about
this is
it.
Incredible.
Oh, good
a
God.
A guy just went by in a scooter. Jake, that makes you look bad. I'm just going to say
he's
right now.
He's insulting me.
A guy's
right now.
He shouldn't be doing that.
He whipped by in a scooter down O Street.
He said
down
an idiot
O Street. Not on the sidewalk.
On a two.
My God.
Jake didn't make it. Well, if he gets stuck, it's easier to get out. Just grab your scooter and pick it up and walk.
All right, back to the.
You have to have. So players like anyone, they're incredibly smart, and so command the room. We know how to make something lighthearted, how to get back on track, and then you better have the what, because sometimes they're full of energy and they're really fun and this, and then it gets right down to it. Well, things are kind of unorganized out there. It doesn't look as because the what, So like I said, because there's some people that are imposters that are pretty good in front of a room. But they're imposters. And there's some guys that aren't good in front of the room at all, and they know their stuff, incredible details. So I always like to, how do you get to be all pro, or how do you get to be incredible? It's when your talent level meets your work ethic. And so when you have both of them run a room with the knowledge behind it, your organizational, all those things all add up. like that. So with the hire that they've made with Eckler.
Mike Eckler.
I don't know. First of all, there's like me and Steve talk about everyone's replaceable. So I'm never into the one job, one person. I don't know if you could have hired a better person, coach than Eckler. Somebody that has a tie to the state, high levels, and has done this job, and it's very detailed. This job, I mean, especially as coordinator, has so many aspects to it. It's insane. And then also, nobody, people just really don't want to dive into it real hard. They want to do offense, defense. So the hire, coming from a playoff team, also with all those things tied in. And I don't know him personally. I know Bo loved him, but it appears to be just a slam dunk home run hire.
That's quite an endorsement from Bill Bush right there, Jake. That's quite an endorsement. Now, when you look at what he did, just to review, can I just review it real quick, Jake?
Please.
I mean, think about what he did. I mean, Jake, of all people who suffered, he suffers. He suffers on Saturdays often.
A lot of suffering. And Sundays.
And you've suffered in part because special teams have been bad. Tennessee, under Eckler for the last 4 years, ranked first or second, either first or second in the SEC in punt return average. All four seasons under Eckler, they ranked first or second in the SEC in punt return average. Now think about it, Jake. We're talking about in 2024. This is a number that's foreign to us right now. 15.7 yards per punt return. That's foreign to us. We can't even imagine that. It hasn't happened
back
here
to
DeMorney
Pearsonell in 2014.
Yeah. In 2022, Jake, Tennessee averaged 16.5 yards per punt return. Those numbers aren't foreign to Bill. He's coached on teams that did that. He coached on the best team in college football history, LSU. Probably the best team, right? Make a case for it.
It's always extremely arguable, yes, especially when you go through who you had to go to beat to get there. But it's always one of those things. There's no way to prove it. But
right.
They're definitely in the conversation.
It is definitely in the –
Now, Eckler – So Eckler gets up on that podium yesterday, and he's very entertaining. He's very high energy, and so is Terry Braden. Okay, Terry Braden, if you watch that, he's the new defensive line coach. He was 8 years with the Kansas City Chiefs, assistant D-line coach the last few years. He had that sort of energy. Now, it's not – now, I will tell you this, Bill, as a former athlete, I didn't need that. In fact, I kind of like coaches who are more dialed back. And that's what Addison Williams was. Addison Williams was very dialed back, very serious, quieter, kind of more cerebral. He's not going to – my point is you can make it work. Mm. You don't have to be a dynamic speaker. I think it's helpful. Addison Williams, obviously, he's not a dynamic speaker, but he obviously knows what he's doing because UCF's defense in 2023 – with him leading as the defensive coordinator, was excellent. I mean, it was an excellent defense. So you saw kind of both styles yesterday. Eckler, big energy. Braden, big energy. Like, but just came into the room firing. Then Addison Williams, more dialed back. But, I mean, that's – I almost kind of prefer that a little bit. But I can see I guess the best way to put it is both ways can be effective, right?
Yeah, if being yourself is the way to do it.
Bill, just
be yourself. If somebody's like, if that's not who you are, it's never been. I don't know if anybody connects with their players better than Andy Reid. I mean, he connects with his players love him. They play that way. He runs that team. Is he just like, man? It's just he's on the sidelines. He's just all over the place. No, he's just a laser-focused guy.
Oh, you nailed it, though.
So there's different ways. Be yourself. Different ways to do it. You know, think of Coach Osborne's demeanor compared to Coach Pelini's demeanor. Way different. Both won 9 games every year.
Yep.
So that's just how you look at it. There's different ways to do it with that. And like you said, you want to have – for the most part, though, you do want to have intense – but you want to have body language that's always good. So if you're like I said, energy is like that, it can be, you know, misconstrued also with certain things, and so can the quiet part. Like, oh, they're quiet, that means they're undisciplined with their team. No, they're not. It doesn't mean that at all. But body language always screams.
You are big on that.
Oh yeah.
Are you big on coaches' body language too?
Absolutely. You can just tell how someone's at practice, what the coach looks like. Sometimes, like I said, that you might not even hardly, I hardly even heard him out there, then just watch him.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, he's intent. Everything he's doing is very intent. His job is being done. He's addressing the right thing like that. And then, like I said, I'm always like that, you know, the loudest person in the room doesn't mean that's the best coach. Or vice versa, but they all have to tie in.
See, I love
in together,
Jake,
with it.
This is beautiful. This is a seminar. Yeah.
Seminar. Different things that work that way, but that would just, as long as who you are. That's
yeah.
What I said. That's like I said.
You wouldn't want Bill Bush standing up there trying to be very serious and, you know, now I'm turning into a badass. That's what I'm going to do. That's not Bill Bush. Yeah. Like Addison Williams, if he tried to go up and duplicate Eckler and Braden yesterday, it would have been. That's not him. You just got to be yourself, and I appreciated that. So yeah, that's good. That's really interesting.
I'll get to some audio that either later in the show or tomorrow. But
that's fine.
Time. Got a lot today.
It is time.
He's got a Royals hat.
He's got a Royals hat on.
Which I would take it off, but
his hair was
look
like
at this.
Like
I'll take it off.
Yeah,
look at this mess. Disaster.
No, hold on. It's kind of a good look.
The part that shocked me the most was that it was a Royals hat. Because and generally when you and then also you don't see many. Mini
the ball?
The ball on top. You don't
like
see the beanie on top.
We've argued that. I like the ball.
You don't see
juvenile.
That. You don't see that. I think I have my dog walking stocking cap is an old style beer.
That has a ball
it's got a ball
I
on it.
I saw that.
That's got a ball on it.
Old style what?
Old style beer. Yeah, old style.
Oh, you got an old style beer stocking cap?
Yeah, that's what I wear for really? I walk Sugar. Yeah. I walked her last night right in the middle of the blizzard.
That's a bold idea.
At 6:15 at night last night, right in the middle of the blizzard. Had Gigi take me down about a mile and walked with the wind. So pleasant. It was awesome.
Hey, how is she doing?
Getting better.
Feeling better.
Very excited last night. Slept pretty good.
I'm getting pretty good about the dog thing. I can predict what's going on usually.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is the beginning of state high school basketball. The girls will play today through Saturday, all the way from A to D2. So, state high school nicknames today. If you think you know your school nicknames across the state of Nebraska for high
schools. I'm not good at these. Whippets.
Minden will not be on the competition today. 464-568-5. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip, and Bill in trivia's state high school nicknames today in honor of high school basketball state starting today.
Yes.
PBA and Devaney. Sip made a good point. He said, when did it start on Wednesday? Well, they used to use the high schools, and they had Pershing back in the day also. Now they do play all the games at Devaney and PBA, so it's got to be a four-day event instead of three-day event.
Oh, I love that, too. I wish it was more. But like I said, but to have a state championship game on Saturday at 9 a.m. is buffoonery.
Well, yeah. All right, we got Seth. Seth, how do you feel about state high school nicknames today?
You know, I got a puncher's chance here.
Puncher's chance. All right, well, Bill is a lifeline for one question, as always.
Hair.
Who's this?
This is Seth.
Seth.
This is not Seth from Beatrice. This is different.
Yeah, I went to Lakeview. We talked the other day, Seth.
Oh, he went to Lakeview.
Okay, Seth.
Do you know young Ben?
I met him.
Okay.
All right, Seth, first question to you.
You won't forget him if you met him.
What is the nickname, Seth, for Sydney High School Athletics?
Ooh, Sydney. I'm going to say the Cardinals.
Oh, interesting.
And by the way, these are all teams today that are in the state tournament.
Hold.
We're disqualified from this one.
What?
We're
Ellie DQ'd. Showed it?
What happened?
She said. She mouthed it to you?
Yeah, we can't take this.
So you're going to pass?
We got to pass.
That'd be the Red Raiders. Red Raiders.
Did you have it right, Ellie?
They are the five seed.
She's hiding from us.
The five seed in Class B. So they didn't take that. They're honorable people here.
Her heart is in the right place. She's trying to help us.
For the
However,
lead.
It's illegal.
Sip, first question. What is the nickname for Gothenburg, who, by the way, is a four seed in Class C1? Yeah. Okay.
Let you sit this one out because I need you. It's the Swedes.
Brilliant.
Gothenburg Swedes is correct. Again, like I said, four seed in Class C1 for them. Back
did Ellie
to you,
mouth
Seth.
That to you?
No, she did not. Okay. Seth, did not. To tie not. It up, your last question, what is the nickname for Milford, a three seed in Class C1?
Okay, so I was with Malcolm as the Clippers. Okay. Milford. Yep. Oh, man.
Nice time with Malcolm.
Mm-hmm. 5 seconds.
I think they're the Eagles, aren't they?
Oh, saying it. Wrong one. That's right. I pushed the wrong button. It is correct. The Eagles, yes.
Brilliant. Oh, nailed it. Now we're in a pickle.
1-1 tie.
We win it here.
1-1
tie. The Eagles.
Bill's in play here, Sip. So here we go.
We should be okay.
If you miss this, Seth can steal and win.
Man.
What is the nickname for Bellevue East? They are the three seed in Class A.
Oh, no. This is
Bellevue
trouble.
West is the more
popular
school. But this is a three seed in Class A girls basketball. Bellevue East's nickname.
Bill, I don't know. Bellevue East, should we know this?
We should. Yeah, should we?
It is Class A, so.
Yes.
I have a guess.
You don't hear from Bell East very often.
Yeah, I don't have.
Is it the Monarchs? Quick buzzer.
I don't mind it.
Seth, do you want that or do you want to go to the tiebreaker?
Yeah, I got it. So I played spring ball for Columbus High. They ended my baseball career to be the Bellevue East Chieftains.
Brilliant!
The Chieftains is correct. Seth comes back
with
a
1-0
deficit and wins the game today. It's all right. It's a good
Steve,
get.
You've been covering sports, and you covered high school sports for a long time.
No, I didn't.
You answered the
Not
phone.
True.
You said you
sports!
Took, you took phone calls.
That was 1985.
Yeah.
It was 1986.
Still ahead of me.
Seth, congrats. Nice win. We'll get your bagels and call down the road.
Seth got right in our grill.
No, Bill, I did not cover high schools. Like, they maybe sporadically here and there, but even during my youth, my younger years as a sports writer, I told you they didn't let me. They would send me out occasionally, but I botched it so bad because you have to take your own box score and do your own play-by-play, and I was a mess. It would take me way too long.
I wanted to hear you do play-by-play.
Yeah, it'd take me way too long. So they just kind of took me off of it.
That'd be a tough – talking about play-by-play.
Oh.
Pavelka had to have a tough night last
night. No, play-by-play, writing down football, it's really hard.
Tiebreaker, Bill. What is the population of Sydney? Again, this is a Class B school. That's a hint, I guess. Class B.
That's a big hint, actually.
Population, this is as of 2023. What do I have?
4,986.
Sip over under that number. 4,986 is the guess.
Really good guess. I think Sydney.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go slightly over, like 5,100.
6,440 in Sydney.
Good guess.
What do they do at the Cabela store?
I don't know. Someone help us out.
Help us out. What is the Cabela store doing next?
Mindle is in Sydney, right? Our friends Mindle are based out of Sydney. With their
got
them
on today,
but
Jake.
But just how about that? Out of Sydney, Nebraska, they came up with Cabela.
Can I quick say a word about Mindle?
Please do.
Yesterday, knowing the weather is going to be like it is, I got the Mindles and set them out. You know, you lay your clothes out for the next day. Put the Mindle boots right by my jeans. Put the socks on them. They're ready to roll. Because
this is
the day
man.
For them. This is the day for them.
MindleUSA.com. MeindleUSA.com.
I wore slip-on Skechers. It's my shoe.
Do you regret that today at the snow?
No, came in fine. Well, okay, not a problem. Right. I walked when I walked the dog last night, Sugar, in the blizzard. What's what I wore?
Hour three is
next. I went down in the parking lot, though.
Oh, no.
You went down?
Went down, yeah. Hydroplane. Sugar was kind of pulling a little bit like that. Got some, yeah, went down.
Some skiing?
Yeah, went down a little bit.
Did you go down, down?
Yeah, a car stopped.
Are you okay?
You okay? I'm like, yeah, I bounced right back up. Don't get up in sections. Bounce up.
Be careful out there, yeah. Everybody.
Sean Callahan is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.